This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. A little girl, just 7 years old, found locked in a closet, starved, at best getting one corn dog a day. And tonight, the search is on for her little sister, last seen 2017. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. With me, an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now. Listen to this.
On April 3rd, 2025, Austin Police Department responded to a 911 call for a 7-year-old child that was found locked in a closet and starving. The 7-year-old was immediately taken to a local hospital for medical treatment and is currently recovering. There were 6 other children found in the home that appeared physically healthy.
Police officers at an Austin apartment find a severely malnourished 7-year-old girl who is barricaded in a bedroom closet. The child is found soiled, weighing just 29 pounds, and has been confined to a 3-foot by 2-foot closet space for approximately a month. Investigators find the child has been given one corn dog and a half a cup of water a day. Doctors at Dell Children's Medical Center determine the little girl is suffering moderate to severe cerebral atrophy from prolonged malnutrition, damage from which she will never recover.
What did that even mean? How can a child survive day after day, week after week, month after month, locked in a dark closet, living off nothing? Again, with me, an all-star panel, but first straight out to Christina Arroyo, joining us, investigative reporter. Christina, this child locked in a closet. What happened?
Well, according to the affidavit, when police got there, when the caller called in for the welfare check and police got there, they found a 7-year-old little girl locked in a closet. It was barricaded by 75 pounds of boxes. They opened that door. They found that child in there. She was soiled, surrounded by feces. She was severely malnourished. She had dark spots all over her body, which is a sign of severe malnourishment. They took her, of course, to the hospital where she weighed 29 pounds. And medical personnel say that because of the prolonged starvation of that little girl, that she will have permanent brain damage.
Permanent brain damage caused by starvation. Joining me, Virginia Bagby, director of Child Help, National Child Abuse Hotline. Child Help. Virginia, thank you for being with us. Many people don't know that starving a child can result in permanent brain damage. Have you ever seen anything like it before, Virginia?
We have definitely heard about cases like this, and they happen all too often.
Dr. Kendall Crowns, chief medical examiner, Tarrant County, that's Fort Worth, never a lack of business. He is the esteemed lecturer at the Burnett School of Medicine at TCU and has just launched a hit podcast, Mayhem in the Morgue. Dr. Kendall Crowns, thank you for being with us. I know that you heard this, but let me repeat it again. A 7-year-old little girl barricaded in a locked bedroom closet, locked from the outside, soiled, a 7-year-old weighing just 29 pounds, confined to a 3-by-2-foot closet. She is being given at most one corn dog and a half cup of water a day. She is now suffering permanent, moderate to severe cerebral atrophy from prolonged malnutrition. The doc states she will never recover. Could you interpret that, please?
Certainly. So she's not being given much food or water. I mean, a corn dog and a cup of water is not much for a child or anybody for that matter. Her body is losing its, depleting its muscle, depleting its fat stores. So her muscles are wasting away. Her bones are starting to not form properly, and she's being starved. And part of being starved results in your cardiac muscle or your heart muscle mass starting to also fade away or go away, which reduces your heart's ability to pump your blood, which results in your kidneys failing and you go into kidney failure. You also start having gut issues as well. And this can all affect your brain and your brain's development, especially in a child. So all those factors combined will result in her having these issues that the doctors are describing.
Dr. Kendall-Crowns, a child of 7 years old should weigh around 70 pounds, 40, 45 to 70 pounds. Is that right?
Yes. That would be about the average weight of a child at seven.
A seven-year-old average, of course, they grow at different weights. The average is 51 pounds for a seven-year-old child, but it ranges from 43 to 70. So where would you place 29 pounds in that spectrum? 29 pounds. If a seven-year-old can weigh up to 73, she's not even half the weight of a seven-year-old.
Yeah. The weight you're describing is a severely malnourished child. So she's been starved for a prolonged period of time.
How does that make a child brain damaged?
It's from the body shutting down, the lack of food, the lack of loss of muscle mass, the heart muscle mass being lost, it not circulating properly. The organs aren't getting enough oxygenated blood. And of course, the brain's part of this. So the brain's not getting proper oxygenation. Also, the brain relies on glucose or sugars to grow and develop, and it's not getting that as well. So the brain is basically maldeveloped, not getting enough oxygen, so you get brain damage.
Dr. Crowns, isn't it true that a child weighing 29 pounds, typically, and I'm basing this on charts and statistics that I prepared, is typically a 22-month-old child? At 29 pounds?
Yes, that would be correct.
A seven-year-old little girl, Dr. Kendall-Crowns, that should weigh 71 pounds, 51 to 71 pounds, weighs 29 pounds. With a child starving, what would she be enduring on the floor of that locked closet, Dr. Crowns?
She would be enduring confusion, dehydration, or a very dry mouth. Her throat would be dry. She'd have trouble swallowing. She'd be very tired and just not able to even move. And then you would add on to that the fact that without the food, she'd start hallucinating and then eventually just slip into a coma and finally die.
Dr. Kendall-Crowns, would the child lose her hair? I know that she's losing all muscle tone. Would she be losing her hair? Would her faculties, her hearing, her sight, would that be intact? And what would her brain function be lying on the floor of a dark closet, starving?
So, yes, hair often will fall out in individuals who are starved. Her brain function would be very minimal. She'd be confused, even possibly hallucinating, and just completely fatigued and not even feeling like moving.
Is it true, Dr. Kendall-Crowns, that when someone has been starved for a prolonged period of time, as in this case, when you give them food, they can't even eat it?
Yes, you can have what is called, if you give a person who's been starved, you feed them too quickly, you can have what is called refeeding syndrome, where they actually will, from the food intake, it will cause so much of a shock to their body that they can die.
Guys, when police show up to a home, they find six children and then a seventh locked in a closet weighing just 29 pounds. But ironically, amazingly, listen to the condition of the other six children.
Six other children in the apartment, ranging in age from 2 to 14 years old, are found to be in apparently good physical condition. The apartment's pantry, refrigerator, and freezer are stocked with various food items. The oldest children were given strict orders to put the little girl in the closet because she had bladder control issues and she was trying to eat things she wasn't supposed to. During the investigation, police learned there's an eighth child, Ava Marie, who is not in the home with the other children.
We've got one starved child who has permanent brain damage, a seven-year-old little girl weighing 29 pounds locked in a closet. Now I've got a missing child too. But to Dr. Angela Arnold, joining me, renowned psychiatrist out of the Atlanta jurisdiction at AngelaArnoldMD.com. Dr. Angie, thank you for being with us. Did you hear what was just reported, that there were six other children in the home seemingly healthy, and they were encouraged to keep the little girl locked in a closet, starving her because the little girl would eat things she wasn't supposed to eat. You know what, Dr. Angie? I've heard every excuse in the book about why parents starve the children. The child ate a candy bar. I'll starve it. The child eats too much. I'll starve it. The child misbehaved. I'll starve it. I mean, there are a million excuses I have heard as to why moms and dads starve the baby dead. But yet, we see six other children seemingly healthy.
And this is oftentimes what we do see in cases like this, Nancy. So the other children need to be taken care of as well as this goes on, because they have been suffering something called Stockholm Syndrome. They are so scared of the abuse that they see being heaped on this other child that they go into it with their mother literally to protect themselves, okay? Because Nancy, imagine how scared these other children are. They never know who's going to be next to be locked in that closet. So they're going to listen to their mama. They're going to do what she says. And I think that they could probably also psychologically sort of break off from feeling towards the child that is being locked in the closet so that they can protect themselves. Because this is chaos that this family is living in. It is complete and utter chaos. And all of those other children are suffering. They may not be brain damaged. They are not being, they're not being starved, but they are also being damaged by this so-called mother of theirs.
A missing child case takes a dark turn after a disturbing discovery inside a family home.
It brings to mind the case of another 7-year-old child, Adrian Jones. There was just handed down a multi-million dollar verdict against the state of Kentucky. Adrian Jones was systematically starved, forced by his mother and father to watch the rest of the family eat. They would put bars of soap in his mouth while everyone else ate, forced him to stand outside chin deep in a pool until finally the boy died. They killed the boy. Listen.
Former bail bondsman Michael Jones is awarded custody of his son Adrian Jones and takes the boy away from his mother. For the next 4 years, Adrian is regularly starved, brutally beaten, tortured, tased, and locked in a shower naked for months. Adrian's brothers and sisters do not suffer the same fate. Adrian is singled out by his father and stepmother. When the child dies, Michael Jones buys 2 pigs and doesn't feed them while Adrian's body is left in the shower for 2 weeks. When the pigs are starving, Michael Jones feeds his son to the pigs. Michael and Heather Jones plead guilty to first-degree murder and are serving 25 years to life.
So in one closet, we've got the child starved and a missing child. And back to you, Dr. Angie Arnold, you said the other siblings are going to have to be in treatment. You're right, because they didn't just watch their sister starve slowly to death. They were forced to keep her in the closet themselves. They're going to go the rest of their lives thinking they starved their sister and now she's got permanent brain damage, Angie.
That's exactly correct, Nancy. These children have been abused in a different way, and it's all for a matter of control. It's to keep all of those children in control, Nancy, because you can only imagine there's one mother, all of these children. If somebody got old enough to decide, we really shouldn't be treating this person this way, they could possibly escape or something like this, right? But that mother is making sure that they are so terrified. They are so terrified in the home that they live in. And she feeds them so that they have this odd relationship with the mother where they still need her, but they're scared of her so that none of them will go against her.
To Bronwyn Blake joining us, adjunct professor, University of Texas School of Law, chief legal officer, Texas Advocacy Project. Bronwyn, thank you for being with us. I've seen it many, many times, like in Adrian Jones, like in this case where one child out of the whole group is singled out, and they're the ones that starved. That child is the one that's abused. I don't understand the phenomena, but I accept it because I've seen it over and over. Even cases that I prosecuted, other children would go unscathed, while the one child would end up dead.
The idea that abuse is all about power and control really helps explain this dynamic. This person is not out of control. They're being very calculated and systematic in who they abuse and how. So all of those children experienced abuse just in different ways.
Guys, not only do we have a child starved, near death, languishing on the floor of a locked closet, we have a missing child. Listen.
During the investigation, police discovered that there was an eighth child who was not found inside the home. The missing 9-year-old child was identified as Ava Marie Gonzalez. Missing persons detectives determined that Ava was last seen in December 2017 when she was 2 years old and in the custody of her mother, Virginia Marie Gonzalez.
Learning there should be 8 children in the apartment, not just the 7 they found, police opened an investigation and quickly determined Ava Marie has not been seen by family or friends since she was 2 years old in 2017 in custody of her mother, Virginia Gonzalez. Considering the condition of Ava's 7-year-old sister when she was found, Austin police detectives are very concerned about Ava's welfare.
So you've got 6 children seemingly healthy. You've got one child starved, locked in a closet. And now you've got a missing child. Joining me is a special guest. This is Leanne Marie, friend of the children's mother, Virginia Gonzalez. Leanne, thank you for being with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Leanne Marie, tell me about Virginia Gonzalez.
So from what I know, she was just a normal person. I mean, honestly, she never really had her kids with her, like, you know, presence. The only one that I've seen with her in the past year was the oldest one, the 14-year-old. Besides that, we never knew that she had, you know, the little girl. We only knew of boys. So she was just a typical person partying out in the clubs and the bars. I mean, she was just, she never lived like she even had eight, nine kids. Very, very outgoing.
Okay, you're scaring me now. There's
okay,
mommy.
Sorry.
Hi, mom. Yep, there she is. Party down, mom. Where are your children right now? Leah Marie, you just said something that scared me. Okay, hold on. So I know that
sorry.
There are 6 children in the home, healthy-ish. One starved in a closet and one missing. That's 8. But you mentioned 9. The
yes,
possibility
ma'am.
Of a 9th child?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a 9th child?
Yes. Yeah, so right now they're saying that this 9th child, he does not have a social security here in Texas. So he's not registered here in Texas.
Okay. Daryl Parker, I need you, and I need you now. There's another missing child. Did you hear that? Daryl Parker, former lieutenant, Fannin County Sheriff's Office, former Marine, former Texas police officer. Help me. So we're learning right now that there's a 9th child that's in the wind. Nobody knows how old the child is, where it is. It doesn't have a Texas Social Security number.
Yeah, Nancy, that's pretty concerning. I know that the mom has already made several statements to police that are inconsistent about the child that is missing already that they already know about. And it'll be interesting to see if some follow-up questioning can reveal anything about this 9th child, possible 9th child.
Virginia Bagby joining us from Child Help, National Abuse Hotline. Going into this right now, I knew that there were 8 children, 6 in the home, 1 starved near death with brain damage, and 1 missing since 2017. Now I'm hearing about child number 9. Is that child dead? I mean, what do you do when you get a call like this at the Child Help Hotline?
Well, this is a really difficult one. I would encourage somebody to reach out to the local hospitals, potentially where all the other children have been born, to see if they have any record. This is very concerning to have 2 children missing. Now, these other children have probably are aware that they have siblings that are missing. Add that to the terror they've been experiencing.
Thank you.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A shocking discovery inside a home leads police to investigate a long-buried secret.
Okay, Leah Marie is joining us, a friend of the mom, Virginia Gonzalez. Ms. Marie, thank you, because what you've just said could save a child's life.
Yes, ma'am.
However, do you know, Leanne, is the ninth child older, younger, girl, boy?
It's a boy, and he is around age 9 to 10 years old. So she has a 14, an 11, a 10, a 9, a 7. I know she has 2 3-year-olds, the newborn. So there's 9 from what I'm hearing right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me add this up. There's a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old is the boy that you think is missing. A 7-year-old is a little girl starved in the closet. 2 3-year-olds. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm missing somebody. 14, 11, 10, 9.
You're missing
7,
Ava.
3 and 3. And a newborn. What now?
So Ava's around 8, 9 years old, and then the little boy's right after her, 11 months difference.
You stated that Virginia Gonzalez, the mother of the starving little girl and the other missing girl, was, quote, normal, would go partying at the clubs and the bars. Hey, I don't have a problem with that. Party down, mommy. But what... would she ever mention who was taking care of the children while she's at the bar?
So from what we understand was that the kids, all the kids were left with the grandmother of, she has 3 kids that belong to one father. And they were, that was who she was with the past 7 years. And so they were supposedly all living with the grandmother.
You're seeing mommy now out partying on a boat, drinking straight out of a vodka mini bottle. Ooh, there she is in a bar. Why bother with a glass? Seriously, why? Who needs a glass when you can drink straight from the bottle? There's mommy chowing down on some Fritos and chips on a boat while her 29-pound, 7-year-old daughter is locked in a closet at home. Okay, Dr. Angie Arnold, I need a shrink because... why is she out on a boat partying while her child is starving in a closet and 2 children are missing?
Right. And Nancy, how can she just be so unattached from all of these children that she's having? So my question is, why is she having all of these children? Is it to support her lifestyle? And where are the fathers of these children? We always have to ask, why isn't the mother taking care of them? Okay, yes, she is a horrible person that has done horrible things to at least 2 of her children that we know about. Where are the fathers of these children, and why aren't any of them involved? But Nancy, I don't believe she should be out partying on a boat. I think that when you have children, you should be at home taking care of your children and not relying on someone else to take care of them. Because again, we don't know how children take that, but oftentimes when mothers are not around, children do sense a fear of abandonment when their mother is not taking care of them.
But to Bronwyn Blake joining us, adjunct professor, University of Texas School of Law. Bronwyn, I'm not the church lady. If mom wants to party, go ahead. If mom wants to vape and smoke, have at it. The issue is intent. When she is out partying in her club and bar finery, her child is at home starving, and 2 of them are missing. Now, that goes to intent. When I'm trying to prove felony child neglect to a jury, that's when that type of video, let's see the video again, comes into play. I couldn't care less what mommy wears or what bar she goes to, don't care. But if your child is at home starving in a closet, suddenly your behavior, your actions during that time are relevant.
Absolutely. I can tell you're thinking like a prosecutor. The contrast between the images you're showing of this child and then her mother partying, it tells the whole story there. And unfortunately, many abusers present one face to some people, can be very charming to some people. And then we hear about these horrible things happening at home.
Dr. Kendall Crowns is joining me, Chief Medical Examiner, Tarrant County, that's Fort Worth. Dr. Kendall Crowns, I've got one child starved almost beyond recognition, her bones sticking out, you know, like they're visible through the skin. I've got that child starved, almost dead, permanent brain injury. I've got a missing little girl. And now I'm learning from Leanne Marie, there's another boy missing that is about 1, 2, 3, 4th in the progression line of children. Leanne Marie joining us, a friend of Mom, Virginia Gonzalez. Did you know that Ava was missing?
No. We had no idea. Back in 2018, when I originally first met Virginia, we only knew of three little boys. So after talking to mutual friends and all, concluding that she had Ava's hair shaved like a boy. She never had Ava in her possess. I mean, she never let us know that it was a girl. She had her presented as a boy to all of us. So we're all in shock. Nobody knew that she had Ava.
Leanne, I don't understand this. So she showed you Ava, but this is the missing child, not the starving child.
Right.
You saw Ava, and she had her dressed like a boy with her head shaved?
She had her hair, she had a fade. He had a fade. I definitely confirmed this with her landlord and a roommate that she lived with back in 2018. Everybody concluded that and confirmed that it was a little boy. It was not nobody knew she had a little girl.
Leanne, knowing the mother, why do you think she shaved the little girl's head and passed her off as a boy?
I feel like that she had a anger issue with the little girls because of the way her mother treated her back when she was little. And I think that she was taking it out on these little girls, because from all the evidence and information that I've collected, it's all based on the girls. So, you know, she sold the baby who was a little girl that was just born in March. She starved Riri.
Whoa, my head is spinning. What did you just say? She sold a baby?
Yes. And CPS just found that go ahead. Sorry.
That's the newborn baby?
That was just born in March.
So that baby's been sold?
Yes, but CPS.
How much did she get from the baby?
From what I heard, $25,000.
Christina Aguayo, tell me about the newborn baby girl that just got sold.
Well, apparently from my investigations online, and none of this has been confirmed yet, but she did have this newborn baby. And according to a person who says that they are a close relative of the family, she did have a newborn baby. It was sold to a couple. So if that is in fact the case, there could be a possibility that Ava Marie Gonzalez was also sold. And that's something that will have to be looked into, because it would be myopic of us to think that that possibility isn't out there.
You know what? Christina Aguayo, I can only hope and pray that she was sold and that she's alive and being treated better than the little 7-year-old. To Leanne Marie, a friend of Mom, Virginia Gonzalez, why did she sell her baby?
I'm guessing financial issues, but at the same time, you know, all the money was going downtown 6th Street and at the strip clubs. I mean, she was just making it rain with money and buying bottles after bottles and buying the bar out. I mean, that's where I seen the money going. I didn't see anything else that she had that, I mean, she didn't even have a vehicle. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think all the money was just going to partying. I don't think it was ever to just take care of her and the rest of the kids. You know what I mean?
I noticed in the party video, she's got a Gucci bag strapped around her front. Mm-hmm. Was that a fake? Was that a Frucci? A fake Gucci?
From my understanding, everything that the police found in her room was name brand. I don't think it was fake, but I do now know that a video was taped back in May a year ago. She would just cover up her stomach. I mean, she would I honestly, now that I'm thinking she was trying to hide the pregnancy.
Why?
Because she was out there partying. I mean, on the boat party, that which was in September of 2024, my birthday, you can see in the video, she was kind of closed. She didn't take the whole shot. I got other, you know, videos of footage of her putting the shots on the side when people weren't watching. So I think she knew she was pregnant, but she just didn't want the world to know that she was pregnant. So she would literally buy bottles, get everybody drunk, and but guess what? Then nobody notices anything.
Leanne, question. Did she discuss openly that she was selling the baby?
No, ma'am. I found that out through the one of the children's families, the ones that I've been speaking with since the very beginning of the case when it first started getting investigated.
Do you know who she sold the baby to?
I do not know them personally. I just know that it was a couple.
Leanne, why did she keep having children if she hated them so much?
I don't think that she was having the children to, you know, just be this mother and to take care of them. I think she was living off the benefits, the SNAP and the EBT and the fathers. I think that was how she would hold some of these men, you know, in her life, because a lot of them didn't deal with the children. They only dealt with her. And a lot of them didn't want the children. They just wanted her. So I think that it was like the kids were like a tool for the men. She was a you know how they say there's womanizers? I think she was like that with the men, like where she idolized men before her children.
Did anyone ever wonder who would be taking care of the children while she's out partying?
So from my friendship experience with her, she would come and go. So one minute she was out here popping bottles for about 2-3 months, and then she'll go ghost for 6 months, a year, and then she'll pop out of nowhere again. So it wasn't really, she was real discreet with the children. Like I said, I only went to her that apartment where they found the child that was starving, and the other six children. I only went to that apartment one time, which was to go pick her up. And it was clean. It was the 14-year-old was the only one there. I didn't ask, because every time I asked about the children, it was that they were with her, the grandmother, because her baby daddy was, you know, crazy after her. So she just left the children with him so he would be calm, is what she would tell us.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A shocking discovery inside a home leads police to investigate a long-buried secret.
So you think that she's having the children in order to get state benefits?
I don't think it's just state benefits. I think, like I said, it's to more of a tool for the men that she was in love with. I mean, some of the, from what I'm understanding too, is some of the kids, I mean, she don't even know who the fathers is to some of the kids. I mean, she was known for being in the club, you know, with multiple men. So, I mean, I don't think that she used the children just for the benefits. I think it was just more of tools to keep the men in her life, to help benefit her with the money and the paying for this and paying for that. And that's what I think.
To Daryl Parker joining me, former Lieutenant Fannin County Sheriff's Office at blackfishintel.com. Daryl, how do we go about finding the two missing children? You've got the little girl missing. We've got an age progressed photo of her. You've got her missing. You've got a 9-year-old boy missing. I believe the little newborn girl that was sold has been recovered. But how do you go about finding the two missing children?
Well, you know, Nancy, I see a lot of parallels between this case and the Casey Anthony case. And if you recall, the thing that really bogged down that investigation was Casey Anthony's multiple stories, where she gave the police all these different versions of what happened to her child. And so in this case, I think the mom has given them some inconsistent stories. They're going to have to track these down. And this is over a period of time, too. 7 years is a lot longer period of time than when Casey Anthony's child was missing. So it's going to be a lot more difficult for law enforcement to piece that together. But she couldn't have done all this without other adults being aware of what was going on, at least collaterally. So I think there are going to be some other collateral witnesses that can help provide some information to try and find the kids.
Bronwyn Blake, I don't understand how the mother can be getting government benefits, but they're not in school? Because the government does know they exist and they're of school age. How does that work?
This is not supposed to happen. When you hear a story like this, multiple systems have failed. This mother was purposely not taking her children to school, I'm sure, because the teachers would have seen something. She's not taking them to their doctor's appointments because the doctors would have seen something. Here in Texas, every single adult is a mandatory reporter of child abuse, not just those professionals I mentioned. Neighbors, family members, if anyone saw something, it's the law that they had to report it.
Christina Aguayo, what more do you know?
Well, the woman who is online identifying as a very close family member, she revealed that the newborn baby was sold. She also is revealing some of the details about what Virginia was telling each one of the family members. It kind of lines up with what Virginia Gonzalez's friend was telling us about the story she was saying. She pitted the two families against each other. She allegedly told one family that the kids were in the care of the other family. Her side of the family told her mom the same thing, vice versa. This woman also claims that the father of three of Virginia Gonzalez's children actually took care of six of the children for 2 years until he went to jail, allegedly back in December. And that's when she's saying that Virginia Gonzalez went and picked up all the kids. She had kept the 14-year-old with her originally, and then went back and picked up all the kids. So that was in December, which means that if she picked up the little 7-year-old girl who they are calling Riri in December, then that means that little girl was suffering most likely 6 months of abuse before that 911 call came in and they discovered her in the closet. So apparently this woman is describing Virginia Gonzalez as very manipulative. And it's crazy because they also say that she didn't allow any of the children to go to school. And there are no records of any of the children being in school. And as for Ava Marie Gonzalez, there's no medical records, there's no legal records. So this is a really convoluted case. And if it's true what they're saying about the baby being sold to a couple, that the possibility of Ava Marie Gonzalez being sold to a couple is there as well, but it might have been sold, the baby might have been sold to a more nefarious outfit, which means we could be looking at something concerning child trafficking, which we hope that's not the case. But either way, there's a lot of avenues that investigators need to go down, and there are a lot of leads that they need to investigate.
Leanne Marie, now that you realize the extent of what Virginia Gonzalez was doing to her children, are you surprised?
Very. I'm very shocked. I'm very disbelief. I can't believe it. I mean, she put up this image. I would have never in my right state of mind thought that she was starving a kid or abusing the children like that. I would have said something.
To Dr. Angela Arnold, how can you present one facade to the public and live such a dark private life?
You know what? That comes from years and years of abuse. Because people who have been abused learn how to compartmentalize different things in their life. So this woman, because of the purported abuse that she experienced as a child, has learned how to contain the different parts of her life and separate them. It all stems from her abuse.
If you know or think you know anything regarding these missing children, please dial 512-572-8477. Repeat, 512-572-8477. We remember an American hero, Chief of Police Stephen DeZario, Kirkersville PD, Ohio, shot and killed in the line of duty. Survived by wife, now widow, Erin, children, Olivia, Braden, Grace, Chloe, Cameron, and Liliana. American hero, Police Chief Stephen DeZario. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.